Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by Andy McCullough, L.A. Times. Always great to see you at the ballpark. Nice to have you out here in spring training.
Yeah, it's great. It's nice and chilly here. I'm glad I got out of the warmth of Los Angeles for the frigid temperatures of Phoenix, which I never thought I'd say before.
You had a chance to talk to Farhan yesterday quite a bit, and I want to get your impressions of him. He's still new for everyone in the Bay Area. You covered him for the last 4 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I'm very curious to see kind of what he does with the Giants roster. I think he's shown shown his hand a little bit in what he's trying to do, and the fact that they've signed like 30 random guys to minor league deals. But, you know, one of the big things that the Dodgers, when Andrew Friedman and Farhan Zaidi took over the Dodgers in 2015, they concentrated on depth. They concentrated on the bottom half of the 40-man roster. And now it's a slightly different situation here because one of the luxuries they had is the top half of their 40-man roster in L.A. was great. Here, it is not so much, but it's the sort of thing, like, before you can do the big things, you kind of have to do the little things. And so while they're in on Harper and while, you know, they're going to be involved in sort of major transactions, the thing that you can fix right now is trying to just get in more competent players onto the bottom of the roster and filling out the depth. And I think, you know, that's going to be really interesting because it's something the Giants have not had over the past few years is just, you know, second-level players who can contribute when injuries take hold.
Very good. Andy McCullough with us, LA Times. Let's talk a little bit about Dodger Town and what's going on with the Dodgers. And, of course, 2 years in a row in the World Series. Major changes? Anything different with them? Puig is gone. Yeah. Kemp is gone. Alex Wood is gone. It's now the Cincinnati Dodgers.
Right, yeah. It was in Cincinnati Reds camp the other day, and there was like five guys I'd covered who were all there. Yeah, I mean, the big change for the Dodgers is Yasiel Puig is no longer there. You know, they're going to have A.J. Pollock starting in center field. Cody Bellinger's kind of going to be the everyday right fielder, though he's also going to play some first base and play around the diamond at a couple other places. But, yeah, I mean, it's other than that, it's pretty much status quo. I mean, the rotation is the same. The bullpen is the same, minus, you know, adding Joe Kelly. And, you know, they're a good team that has a ton of talent up and down the roster, and they're not facing material pressure from anyone in their division, you know, to really do that much to get better. And, you know, a lot of fans in L.A. are upset that they haven't signed Bryce Harper, that they haven't, you know, signed Craig Kimbrell or anything like that. And, like, I totally understand that. But at the same time, the Dodgers have spent more than anyone else in baseball this offseason. Now, that's partially it's a reflection of the fact that no one spends money anymore. But they've been pretty aggressive about, you know, filling the small holes that they felt they had.
A.J. Pollock, formerly of the Diamondbacks, he's now a Dodger. How does he fit in?
You know, he's it's interesting. I mean, they are more bullish on him, I think, than I would be just looking at some of his statistics. He's been a pretty average hitter the past couple of seasons. He's dealt with some injuries. Those are impact injuries, not muscle injuries. So there's a theory that, you know, he can avoid those. I don't know. I think, you know, guys who have histories of injuries have histories of injuries for a reason. But, yeah, I mean, he's going to play a lot in center field if he's healthy, and if he's hitting, he'll be somewhere in the middle of the order. And he's a guy who makes them better against left-handed pitching, which is something they've been susceptible over the past few years. And you know, they believed in him enough to give him a four-year deal, which is you know, which surprised me a little bit.
Well, the division is, as you say, up for the Dodgers taking. Really, they're the strongest team in the division, but who's the second-best team in the division? And you're close to San Diego, and they have all these players ready to blossom into the major leagues. There are rumors, I don't know how they can do it, but they're in on everybody. What do you see in this division? It's early on.
Yeah, the Padres stink. They're not very good. The D-backs, you know, are like an 80-win team, an 81-win team, and, you know, trading Paul Goldschmidt obviously hurts, and so we'll see how the sort of younger guys they got back in that deal with St. Louis play. You know, the Rockies probably have the most talent, but so much of it is dependent on if their pitchers can repeat what they did last year, and it's just... Yeah. Colorado had never put together a pitching season like that last year, and so it's just hard to bet on it happening again. I mean, I think Kyle Freeland's really good. Herman Marquez had a good season. At the same time, like, how can you bet on a pitcher in Colorado? And their offense wasn't particularly good, you know, and they lost DJ LeMahieu. They're going to add Dan Murphy, who's going to hit about 375 at Coors Field, but I don't see a team besides the Dodgers who should win more than 85 games in the division.
Boy, National League is interesting as well. I saw something yesterday. The Cubs, Pecota picks the Cubs 81-81 or 80-82 last in the Central because of all the injuries and the subpar years that everyone had. How about that?
Yeah, it's that, and it's the fact that that division might be the best in the league. I mean, because there's three other two other pretty good teams in the Cardinals and the Brewers, and then you have two kind of feisty teams in the Pirates and the Reds. So, yeah, I mean, the Cubs are a swing team. Like, I could see them winning, you know, 95 games again. I mean, they have a lot of the players on that roster who was there in, you know, in 16. I think they won 95 last year, even though it seemed like such a failure of a season. There's a ton of turmoil in Cubs camp, obviously, you know, with their lack of spending over the offseason, you know, the emails of Joe Ricketts, which, you know, came out and sort of had this sort of horrible comments in them, bringing back Addison Russell into the fold. So it's a team that's like undergoing a ton of internal strife, and it'll be interesting to see kind of how they handle that.
Yeah, and let's go back to the Dodgers just for a second as we wrap it up with Andy McCullough, LA Times. Dave Roberts got his extension, and frustration on his part, just the 2 years in the World Series and maybe the meddling, as we like to say, of the front office during the playoffs?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Farhan's here now, so there's half the meddling. No, I mean, I think a lot is made of that, and I just don't buy it. Like, it's not 1982. It's not 2002. I mean, the game is just managed differently. There's so much more information, and I think it's not like Alex Cora wasn't taking input from his analytics department, from his front office. It's not like AJ Hinch isn't in meetings where they come up with these strategies. Every team has front office and managerial interaction where they're going back and forth, and they're saying, this is our optimal lineup today. Yeah. This is who you should be using in these situations. And the best managers take that information and implement it. And I just think, you know, there have been a couple mistakes, that Dave has made in game, and he's been open about those, you know, leaving in Yu Darvish in game 7 2 years ago. You know, there was that, you know, total disaster with Rich Hill that I think there's, you know, there were mistakes made on both sides by both Dave and by Rich in the communication. But I don't think that, I don't chalk that up to meddling. I just chalk that up to human error. And I think this concept that, like, you know, there are folks in LA and there are even folks in the media business who are like, well, Dave Roberts doesn't make the lineup. No manager makes the lineup. No manager's in charge of his lineup. It's a mutual thing. And that has probably made the game better because it makes it so that there are better players in better situations, you know? So, but at the same time, you know, the Dodgers like Dave enough, they gave him a 4-year contract offer. So they clearly like something that he's doing. Maybe it's taking the team to the World Series every year. But it'll be interesting to see kind of how things play out this season. You know, there's a ton of, you know, fans in LA are not enamored with Dave. He's had to wear a lot of criticism for things the organization does and things that have happened on the big stage. And so, you know, it's still a franchise that hasn't won a World Series since 1988, which is a bit of a long time.
Boy, amazing. Well, we'll see how Farhan gets along with Bruce Bochy and see how that lineup, he's an old-timer, so we'll see. It's a new world. Yeah. Andy, thanks so much as always. Look forward to catching up with you during the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Andy McCullough, LA Times. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.